Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A couple things that hit me coming in here from last night. And especially because we're down here, I'm so tired of the bullpen situation for the Phillies. I'm tired of Gabe Kapler. I'm tired of the people out there. You don't have to have a closer truther that's out there. Sir Anthony Dominguez, you don't have to really use him. Use him in high leverage situations. You don't want to use him as a closer. All right, how about this? Use him as a closer. Please, right now, use him as a closer. Enough of this crap. You put Lou Garcia in there again last night. They almost blew the game. And I'm done with it. Give these guys their roles. This is baseball. I don't really care if I don't really care if they're analytics or this or that. If it's not going to be Sir Anthony Dominguez as the closer, Ike, then give it to somebody else. But someone needs to be the closer. You can't keep doing what you're doing.
Well, we talked about Gabe. At some point, you do have to have defined roles. And listen, I think we've all tried to at least be patient with a lot of the sort of uncertainty of where guys are either going to come in the game at from a relief standpoint, or where even guys may be playing out in the infield or outfield on a night-to-night basis. Yeah, it's an odd way to manage a game, and it almost cost you last night.
Yes.
It almost cost you last night. And so, I mean, they could have very easily – I mean, listen, they still would have had the chance to come back in the bottom of the ninth inning. But that game was a 5-1 game. That game was a wrap.
Yeah, I was with you. I was heading into the ninth inning. I kind of flipped away.
Yeah, it was a wrap.
I was checking stuff out, and I came back, and I'm like, nah, man, come on, Lou. I almost checked out because I didn't want to see Luis Garcia come in and do what he did.
Well, here's the thing. When I noticed – through Twitter that the score was now 5-4, I just refused to turn back. If they lose this, I don't need to watch it.
Now, luckily, their young fireballing closer, Sir Anthony Dominguez. See, here's the problem. Everybody wants to do this new thing where here's the other thing. Guys like Jack Fritz and some other guys on our High Hopes podcast and a lot of the younger Phillies fans out there are just brainwashing, just regurgitate and repeat what other people are saying. Oh, you don't have to use him as a closer. It takes away. You're wasting his talent. You're not wasting his talent if he's coming in the ninth inning and closing a game. I want my best reliever as the closer.
Yeah.
He's the best reliever.
Simple. Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Right?
Yeah.
So enough, like you had said, defined roles. All right? We're 64 games into the season. Tonight's game number 65, right? There's been enough time to develop these roles on their own.
Yeah.
So he's intentionally not giving these guys roles. And we got L.A. coming up at 3 o'clock like we do every Wednesday. All right, I know how he's going to feel about this, and I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say. They tried to not put Sir Anthony in last night because he pitched 41. He had 41 pitches the game before.
Mm-hmm.
They had to go to him anyway. So if you just go to him one inning at a time in the ninth inning, he's not throwing 41 pitches. They had to go to him anyway last night.
Yeah, I mean, Garcia had nothing.
He had nothing.
He had nothing. Didn't even record did he record an out?
I don't think
he recorded an out.
No, Sir Anthony had to come in, bases loaded, and mop the whole thing up.
Yeah.
So Gabe was actually on, our buddy Gabe was on the morning show today talking about just that, defined roles. Here it is.
I just don't think that an elite reliever is best deployed in any specific inning. In fact, I think that it is affirmatively not the best way to deploy him. What I see is that the most important moment of the game, maybe bases loaded with two outs in the seventh inning, Freddie Freeman and Nick Markakis on deck.
Yeah, they're called middle relievers, is what you have to have.
That's your second best reliever that you have. situational lefty.
I've never heard the whole... You don't need an elite closer to have a defined role.
You don't have an elite reliever.
Elite reliever.
Yeah. Elite reliever.
I love him, though.
What about Aroldis Chapman?
Yeah, no, put him in the sixth inning.
Yeah.
And don't worry about it. See, here's the thing. Again, it goes to the looking at numbers instead of getting a feel for the game. A feel for the game for me is that a reliever is more comfortable when he knows that he's the eighth inning guy. This isn't rocket science,
right?
Like,
yeah.
You put your best reliever in. I get it. You want, if it's the seventh inning and you need a big out from your pitcher, I get it. You need another guy. That can be Ramos. If you don't want Dominguez to be your closer, fine. Then make Ramos your closer. You can't keep doing what you're doing, which is not working.
Nah, listen, they escaped last night.
They really escaped.
They escaped that game last night. That would have been a totally different interview this morning with Angelo had they blown a 4-run lead.
Yeah. Yeah, and Mikey, is he going to be in the lineup tonight? I mean, there's so many questions. Kapler's making this really, really interesting.
Yeah, he is, and we knew he would.
And he's starting to tick me off with this bullpen thing. I'm last night, I'm throwing stuff, I'm kicking stuff, I'm arguing with people on Twitter this morning.
Right.
All these zombies, the Kapler zombies out there, they're just regurgitating. Can we hear it again? Because, I mean, this is where he stands. This is the two sides of it. You have the baseball people that say, yeah, you have a seventh inning guy, you have an eighth inning guy, you have your closer, and then you have Kapler that feels like this.
I just don't think that an elite reliever is best deployed in any specific inning. In fact, I think that it is affirmatively not the best way to deploy him. What I see is that the most important moment of the game, maybe bases loaded with two outs in the seventh inning, Freddie Freeman and Nick Markakis on deck.
He said 10 words. He used affirmative and deploy. He used deploy twice in the 10 words.
Yeah, they're very fortunate. They got out of that game last night. Very fortunate Aaron Nola was pitching last night. And even with his 10 strikeouts, the Rockies still had guys on base.
Yep.
They had guys on base. They had guys in running and scoring position, and they just couldn't get them in. I mean, no. The Phillies had 4 hits last night.
Yeah, the offense still isn't coming around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Rockies had 11 hits last night. They left 19 men on base.
They scattered them.
Yeah.
Nola, by the way, excellent again.
Mm-hmm.
6 2/3, 10 strikeouts. Clearly one of the best pitchers in, you could say, the National League or all of baseball. One of the better athletes right now in town. Obviously, you look at the Eagles first and Carson Wentz. You have Joe. You have Ben. But Aaron Nola, you got to have to consider, he's got to do it for a year.
Yeah, I need to see it in a full year.
Got to stay healthy.
Yep.
Got to do it for a full year. But next year, if we're doing the same thing right here, he's being called one of the elite pitchers. And now you're worried about buying out his arbitration and all this other stuff.
No, listen, they got a good one in Aaron Nola, and thank God. I mean, it's been a couple years here trying to find pitchers. It was a difficult thing to do. You know, it was difficult for this organization to find someone to hang their hat on, and they took this kid a few years back out of LSU. He was the best major league ready pitcher coming out in the draft that year, obviously.
Great pick by Ruben.
Yeah, and played – at a major college level down there in the SEC baseball. I mean, hell, they dominate baseball in the SEC.
Yes, they do.
Every year. So they haven't had very many picks that's turned out good, especially first rounders.
Nope.
Recently. And he's a good one. And you just hope he can continue to, you know, build on what he's doing. He seems to have a great head on his shoulders. Doesn't get too high. Doesn't get too low. I like that about him. You know, and doesn't typically lose confidence when he's out there on the mound. He's got guys around him out there on the bases. He's still laser focused, right?
Yeah,
that's
he is.
A Kapler. Laser focused.
Laser focused.
Yeah, that's a Kapler saying.
That's affirmative.
Yeah.
Should I do the show like Gabe? Use some of the Gabe-isms?
No. I wouldn't advise that.
I'm going to deploy the break a few minutes late there, Ben. I think it's a waste.
They are downstairs.
No, but I love them.
We are here at the ballpark.
We're live, they are
downstairs. I don't want to have to keep people out of this booth.
We're in the NovaCare broadcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Booth, live at Citizens Bank Park.
Mikey
might be here.
Did you hear his new one yesterday?
What is it?
Brandon Altair.
What did he call him?
Mostly because we never know which hitter we're going to end up on, and because we wanted to get Stretch into the game.
Stretch.
Oh, that was the double switch comment or whatever.
Stretch.
Right, so here's the Stretch. He's got nicknames for everybody. Stretch. Ike.
Stretch.
So here's the question, Phillies fans, and we have I have some Michael Bennett stuff that I think we should also discuss as well. Like, but here's the question, Phillies fans. I want to get you started, and I want to take some phone calls on this. 888-729-9494. Kapler doesn't feel like that he should use his best reliever as the closer. He doesn't feel like that it's proper to deploy an elite reliever as a closer. I do. If you have two elite-type relievers, if you want to leave Dominguez, Sir Anthony, kind of floating around to do what he does, okay, that's fine. But you need to have a defined roles right now. It needs to start right now. You're a third of the season in. It needs to start right. Over a third of the season in. It needs to start right now. It's starting to hurt the team, and they've been lucky to get out of some of these jams. But there are a lot of people out there that say, nah, this is the new way to do baseball. And, no, Dominguez shouldn't be the closer. I think he should right now. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. The Marks and Reese Show. Michael Bennett yesterday made his Eagles debut. He came out and he did his speaking or whatever. I'll say this. Are Eagles fans not paying much attention because they're still on the Super Bowl high, or are they paying attention but they don't want to? Because normally a player like this would be hearing it from the fan base, no?
Yeah.
Right? You don't see a new player coming in, replacing a player that just won, Vinny Curry. And, I won't say a history, a past, that's not the proper way to say it, but he left Seattle and. I think that he had worn out his welcome right now out there.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, I just think the fans, when it comes to that team, they just aren't eager to be critical of any aspect of the team right now. I mean, we went through a draft and nobody cared. Only thing people cared about was Akers' speech. And the fact that we took the tight end before the Cowboys did.
Yeah, that was cool.
They didn't care about anything else.
No.
They didn't care about anything else.
No, we couldn't even get we were trying to get some kind of conversation going. Not that people weren't watching.
No, they
there's no buzz. There's no urgency. Like with the Eagles right now, there's no urgency.
Right.
And that's never happened before. To where like we know that we have more people listening to us during the Eagles season than at any other point of the year. Right, and you have more people tuning into sports radio in this area and really all over during the Eagles season than whenever else. So you would think that when minicamp comes around, it's like, all right, well, let's talk Eagles. I struggle to find things to talk about with this team. There's always things to talk about.
Oh yeah,
but something with a real bite to it.
Well, there's no controversy. That's a good thing. That's what fans want. They don't want controversy.
Well, and Michael Bennett would be the one guy that could at least give you a little something.
Well,
people aren't taking the bait.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, yeah. People can. I heard Angelo, wondering why people were coming at him on Twitter for trying to start a controversy when talking about Michael Bennett. People just don't. They, fans. And I get it. They just won the Super Bowl. I get it. I think when you say there's nothing to talk about, I think there's plenty to talk about. You can always get into some of the new players that are here. Some of the guys where. There may be some interesting training camp battles. I think there are enough new players here that this fan base still needs to get familiar with. I'm hearing that Marcus Wheaton is having a pretty good training camp. This is a guy that was a third-round pick, I believe, third or fourth-round pick, for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who they had high hopes for. That was an underrated signing this offseason. That signing went under the radar.
Just like a couple signings last year went under the radar?
Yeah, the Chris Long signing. LeGarrette Blount wasn't a huge signing. That was a late
signing.
Patrick Robinson. So guys like that. Matt Jones. We don't know a lot about Matt Jones, except he played for the Redskins and he had a fumbling issue. But this is a guy that was a high draft pick that if Jay Ajayi can't stay healthy, Matt Jones is a 240-pound running back.
He'll get a shot.
He's going to get a shot running in between the tackles.
Yep. So, no, definitely things to talk about with the Eagles. Yeah. We have D-Gun coming up at 4:15. He's obviously down there and checking out everything. So he'll give us his report.
And you can always get a Carson Wentz update.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's certainly there's viable things going on down there. It's unless we're gonna like what you said with Angelo, unless we're gonna talk about Michael Bennett. I'll be honest with you, I have not that I have worries about Michael Bennett. I don't know if it was the right move. I don't know if it was the right move to bring him in and disrupt maybe some chemistry on this team. I have some worries about that. He better be good on the field.
Yeah.
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese were live at the ballpark. Sir Anthony, should an elite reliever like Sir Anthony be the closer? It's an easy answer, Ike. Yes!
Yes, he should.
He should be the closer.
An elite reliever.
Yes, and is Mikey back in the game tonight?
Mikey.
We got to get him on the air,
not
man.
The best way to deploy him.
This guy, no, but see,
this is not the way to get him on the air.
What do you mean? Yeah. I think he would get a kick out of this.
Affirmatively not the best way to deploy him.
Mikey.
So you get that? You give him the opening back there at the studio. And
an elite reliever.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.